You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Dinging used to be a much more violent action than it seems to be today.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
Anne, it sounds like you got a really fun question from a colleague.
I did. This colleague has come up with a few great questions for me around words, and this one was, what is going on with people's credit scores getting dinged? Have you heard this expression?
I haven't when it comes to credit scores, but something tells me it's nothing good.
Where have you heard the word dinged?
Dinging your car, getting your car dinged.
And I'm sad to say that just recently happened to me in a parking lot. My car got dinged. For me, it also can be a sound.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right. Elevators.
Kitchen timers.
Exactly. Now our phones can also ding. Here's the story with this verb. My colleague asked me about it. I said, I've never thought about that verb, as is so often the case when people ask me about words. We actually have two verbs here that are both ding. One is the verb that goes back to the 1300s. It comes into English probably from Norse, and it came in meaning to hit something with force. This is the one that eventually comes to be dinging your car. This one, when it first comes in, is to deal heavy blows, to knock, to hammer. You could ding something to death. Now that would take a lot of dings now to ding something to death. In other words, that verb has weakened a lot over time, such that now it can be just to cause minor surface damage to, which is how we get to cars.
Car doors, yeah.
Exactly. Interestingly, the Oxford English Dictionary has not yet updated its entry on ding. It was last updated in the late 19th century. So that meaning of to just dent is not yet in the Oxford English Dictionary. The other ding verb is an imitative one. That's the one that has to do with sound. The OED has that going back to 1820 with the meaning of to make a ringing sound, as in when you hit metal. Earlier, that ding could also be about saying something with, as they say, wearying reiteration. You just kept saying something. And you could ding something into someone's head, which was to repeat it and repeat it. Now, I went to look at usage of ding, and you will see cars get dinged. You've got elevators and buzzers and all those sorts of things dinging. But there are a few instances where they talk about, for example, Hillary Clinton getting dinged for something, or Bush getting dinged for something. And it seems to mean criticized.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Right? Here's one from a published review of skis, as in the things we ski on. And it says, some dinged it for a measure of shakiness at high speeds. So they dinged the skis because they got shaky. In other words, they took them down a notch.
But just a notch. It's not like they slaughtered them in their review.
That's exactly right. And I think that's where it's related to the dinging of our car, that it's just minor surface damage. So it damaged its reputation a little bit, but not a lot. And I would guess that this is where we get the dinging of the credit scores, that it didn't devastate your credit score. It just dinged it, took it down a notch. That use of ding with credit scores seems to be very recent. I looked in the Corpus of Contemporary American English, found it back to 2010.
Well, Anne, good luck with that car door. Hope you can get that fixed.
Thank you. Luckily, it's just a ding.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan and the author of Fixing English, Prescriptivism and Language History. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.